Good evening. Today I'm recording with the Blue Icicle USB mic preamp and the Shure SM7B, a microphone that's well known for its awesome sound and its incredibly low output. And this preamp, which is known for its incredibly cheap price. For a reason. Okay, so just so that I'm a little more audible, I am going to turn the audio up. The gain of the preamp is actually at full, but I'm going to normalize now. Okay, so I've normalized the audio. And this is the awesome sound that you get with the SM7B paired with the Blue Icicle, which you can get on Amazon for $49. This is a USB mic preamp that plugs directly into your microphone and has enough gain to hiss a lot. Well, this particular mic preamp is really not supposed to be used with the Shure SM7B or the like. It's really supposed to be used for hotter microphones. Perhaps the hottest microphone I have will be a better test, and this is the Rode NT1A. So before I switch microphones, I'm going to turn the input down. This is full gain, by the way. I can't get any more input than this. I'm just going to turn this down, turning it down, just so you can hear the noise, which there are two stages, and you can still hear the noise. Turning it back up now, and we are back at full. So there are two stages of noise. There's the stage from the trim of the preamp, and there's also something that comes from the output, it looks like. So you can hear those two different stages. All right, now I'm going to plug the Rode NT1A in, which is an incredibly hot microphone, and we'll see how it fares, starting at minimum gain, turning it down. And this is the Rode NT1A with the Blue Icicle. The gain is almost all the way down, and I am not normalizing this, just so you can hear exactly how this is coming in. And there's still quite a lot more noise than there is acoustic noise. So let's turn this up a little more and see. Okay, the noise didn't really increase that much. It's pretty much the same. So this is a better ratio, but it's still not a great ratio. It's still pretty bad, actually. And that's not very good. Okay, well, let's turn it up some more. Now I am clipping. Hello, hello. This is a test. Clippy, clip, clip. The noise, the acoustic noise has gone up a little bit, but the electronic noise is still about the same. So there's a fixed, pretty high floor, and then that's decreased, the ratio of which is decreased the further the gain goes. And of course, this is an extremely hot microphone. So unlike the Shure SM7B, which actually I'm going to plug in the Triton Audio FET head, which is a device that costs twice as much as the preamp I'm using, to try to make it be a little cooler with that microphone. But we already know, I think, how this is going to work. So this is the Rode NT1A, a microphone that costs three times as much as the Blue Icicle. And this microphone looks incredibly silly sitting on top of it. It's this little plastic round thing that just hangs out on the XLR cable, or where the XLR cable would go. And it really does look pretty silly. So now, let's see, what's the next microphone that I come across on the desk? There are a couple just kind of hanging out here. Oh, here's one. Here's a Behringer C2 pencil condenser mic. I'm going to plug this microphone in and not change anything. We'll just have the same gain that I'm using now with the Rode NT1A and see how that compares. And this is the Behringer C2 at the same gain. And I'm talking pretty much at the same distance. And, the signal-to-noise ratio still isn't very good, so I'm going to crank this up to full, which is actually a bit much. I've backed off a little bit now. Let's crank it up to full. That's full. Minimum gain, hello. Gotta eat the microphone. And full. back down a little bit. And that's pretty much what you can expect from this preamp in terms of signal to noise. Not very amazing. Not very amazing at all. All right. Now for the fun part, I'm going to grab an actual XLR cable because I haven't actually been using one up to this point. And I'm going to stick the FET head in line and then plug the Shure SM7B back in and then turn the gain down a lot because this thing's going to come in pretty hot. In fact, it might be so hot that it will overload the front end before any actual gain is applied. Let's find out. And this is the Triton Audio FET head in line with the Shure SM7B and the Blue Icicle microphone. The gain is probably about a little bit past halfway up. And, well, it's kind of an improvement. I can hear the hard drive, the nearby hard drive, on top of the hiss from the mic preamp now, which I guess is a little cooler. The initial floor is still exactly the same as it shouldn't change because that seems to be pre-trim. And with this particular thing, as hot as it is, I really think that's about as good as it gets, which, well, isn't really very good, actually. Oh well, this is the Blue Icicle, which I will be returning to Amazon very shortly. Thanks for listening to this stupid whatever this is.